From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Christopher Golab, and today we're listening to New Palestine-based country music artist Bryson Cooper. I also was able to sit down with Bryson in person to ask him about his songwriting, his musical odyssey, and much more. But first, here's Bryson Cooper.
This first song is the lead title track off my first solo EP that I released back in October. It's on Apple Music, Spotify. It's called Shotgun. Down the street from where I grew up, there was this hometown ball. I looked at you and you looked at me, so I asked how you are. One drink led to another, she hopped into my car. My mind was rolling, my tires were spinning as you started stealing my heart. She was riding shotgun with her hair undone, telling her she's the only one who's ever gonna get my button up shirt undone. Oh, and she's a shotgun, an ice cold one. And when her daddy finds out that she's the one I want, I'll be packing when the morning comes. He's gonna yell pop, son, with his shotgun. Pulled into my drive, burning those taillights, thinking about laying you down. Pulled you another one, put an old vinyl on, hope you like Jackson Brown. You smiled at me, gave me a kiss, said, boy, you're something else. I grabbed her hand and pulled her on in, said, baby, let's burn this down. She was riding shotgun with her hair undone, telling her she's the only one who's ever gonna get my button-up shirt undone. Oh, and she'll shotgun an ice-cold one. And when her daddy finds out that she's the one I want, I'll be packing when the morning comes. He's gonna yell pop, son, with his shotgun. So I leaned in for one more kiss, hoping I could do no wrong. Before I knew it, she was out that door and our love was all but gone. Lord, take me back to when she was riding shotgun with her hair undone, telling her she's the only one who's ever gonna get my button-up shirt undone. Oh, and she's a shotgun, an ice-cold one. And when her daddy finds out that she's the one I want, I'll be packing when the morning comes. He's gonna yell pop, son, with his shotgun.
That was Shotgun off Bryson Cooper's latest EP. Bryson, thank you for joining me in the studio. It's so awesome to have you here.
For sure, man. For sure.
I just want to kick off this interview by asking, what got you into music? How did it become a passion of yours?
Yeah, it started at a young age, man. I think as soon as I could get a guitar in my hands, my grandpa had a guitar in my hand, you know, so 3-4 years old. So, you know, just playing, you know, they used to have a band back in my early years, and country band, and I would just, you know, sit out there and listen to them all day long and, you know, just listen to country artists and all kinds of music, you know. Then I really started getting up into elementary and middle school, and, you know, people knew I could play and stuff like that. So I would do different things at school and stuff like that. And middle school came around, and me and my uncle kind of started a band. My uncle, Trevor Baker, we kind of started a band and started playing small acoustic gigs, you know. And that, I think that's when it really started saying, man, it'd be awesome to do this for a living, you know? And when it really started maybe into the future becoming a reality, you know, moving into high school, stuff like that. And I think high school, maybe it was harder, you know, to do that kind of stuff. One, because I was in sports and stuff like that. But, you know, it was still a passion of mine just in church. You know, I would play in church every Sunday since I was 11, you know, I was on the worship team. So I think that was a major impact on it too, was just getting on stage every Sunday. You know, even if I didn't do much of it during the week, I knew at the end of the week, you know, I was going to be able to get on stage and play music, you know. But I would say country music in general didn't even become a factor. Obviously, it was a factor in my younger years, but when I was in middle school and freshman year, I loved, you know, just rock, alt rock, Kings of Leon type stuff, you know. And I think that that really pushed my limits as a, just a listener and a musician. And I think that's really when I started having a real passion for what music was. And then from there, you know, the bad country was, you know, the bad pop country of like 2013 was around. So I was like, I don't want to listen to that. But, you know, 2016 and on, you know, twinkles of country started coming into what I do, you know, and, you know, I still love all those, you know, alt rock artists. I listen to rap sometimes, you know, I listen to a lot of different things, dude. I never try to limit myself to what I want to listen to or, you know, learn from, but, yeah. And then I would say, you know, from when I graduated kind of after sports in high school was when I really just kind of took off with guitar playing and writing and stuff like that. And that's when I really found that passion for things like that. So,
have you always played guitar?
Yeah. I've played guitar my whole life. Since I was about 3 or 4 years old. I remember playing my first gig when I was like five, you know, at like a, picnic or something, or down in Brown County, you know, at this lodge.
Martin Lodge.
yeah, exactly. And I would, you know, I'd just play Johnny Cash and stuff like that. You know, I was a big Johnny Cash fan when I was like five. Kind of funny, but, yeah, I played guitar. And then, as the years went on, you know, I kind of picked up some other instruments. I think it went guitar. Then, when I was like seven, I picked up the mandolin. Yeah, and then I think around 11, I got kind of forced into playing drums, taught myself how to play drums because they needed a drummer at church. And so from 11 to 18 years old, I really never played guitar in church. I just played drums every Sunday. So I got pretty good at playing drums, even though it wasn't my main instrument. It kind of was, you know, because at church. So and singing and playing drums, to me, came pretty easy. I mean, I know it's not easy for everyone, but to me, you know, I had to sing, you know, it's just what I do. So
when did you start singing?
When I started playing guitar. Yeah. When I started playing guitar, you know, I started singing. So that's been there. But yeah, the drums, I picked up the drums and I think I taught myself a little piano and that's, you know, kind of always been there. It's good to learn piano. And bass, you know, so, and that was basically everything I used on my EP. I did all the instruments on my EP.
That's awesome.
And, you know, produced all that. So being able to have a passion for it and want to learn something, you know, that's not what you would normally do definitely will help you in the long run. Yeah, I've learned that for sure. So
me and my grandpa actually wrote this song. He actually wrote it back in like 1990-something. And he's where I get a lot of my inspiration from. It's where he taught, you know, it's where I learned guitar and learned how to write everything from him. So I decided to put this one that he wrote way back when on my first EP. And, you know, I kind of put all the production to it and instruments and stuff like that. So it's called Pick Up the Pieces. I don't wanna spend another night like this again, being home alone. I just wanna feel you back in my arms, holding you tight. Where did we go wrong? Being apart from you is killing me. Let's start anew and maybe we can agree. Honey, there ain't no mountain, there ain't no river, there ain't no valley that we can't go through. Let's just pick up the pieces, put them all back together, start a new life that will last forever. And maybe it sounds like we don't see eye to eye. Don't fuss and fight and just get on with our lives. And no one said this road would be really easy. It's got its turns that wind on and on. Just staying with you, girl, is what I need. Let's reunite and erase this memory. Honey, there ain't no mountain, there ain't no river, there ain't no valley that we can't go through. Let's just pick up the pieces, put them all back together, and start a new life that will last forever.
So, since you've been playing music for so long, when did you decide to start writing music?
I probably wrote my first song in like fourth grade or something. You know, nothing crazy, you know. I mean, it's probably about some girl, you know, that I liked in elementary school or something. But from there, I think I would just write periodically, you know, throughout school. And I remember at my senior party or whatever, my mom had like a whole, like, notebook of all the songs I'd written, like on paper. She had kept all of them. Yeah. So it was pretty neat to look back and see what some of my, you know, sixth grade ideas were. But ever since then, you know, it's just kind of been constant. I would obviously, the past few years has been a lot more writing, and you know, just as you get older, it's more fun and you express yourself more, and you kind of let yourself go a little bit when you write. So
what was the inspiration or the catalyst for you to start writing songs?
My grandpa, you know, I think I saw what he did when he wrote songs, you know. I was like, man, how do you come up with this stuff, you know? Or how do other people come up with songs, you know? And I think I was so fascinated by that, that I was like, man, I have to start doing that, you know. And I think it really bumped up, because, I mean, it's one thing when you're young, you know, and you're just writing to write. You know, you don't, I mean, sure, you have inspiration, whatever, but I don't think you know, what the bigger meaning of that songwriting you're doing is, like, and how far that can take you. So now, when I, especially the past few years, when I began writing more music, and specifically, you know, I was just doing it periodically for a long time. And I remember I was on a road trip this summer, and this was before I even started recording my EP, before anything. It was late July, and I was on a West Coast road trip with my buddies, and my buddy Elijah, you know, just the whole trip was just itching at me. He was like, dude, you have to record these songs, you know, and you have to do it. Like, you want people to hear it. And I was like, you know what, you're right. So as soon as I got back, I finished all the songs and recorded them in probably about 2 weeks. I was like, man, that was hard, but it was fun. I should have done this a long time ago, which I didn't have the resources, you know, as what I did then. But it was an interesting process of just, you know, to get on the ball of things, you know, to really have the motivation and want to you know, and actually see where it can take you.
So when you write a song, what do you start with, and how much of the final sound do you solidify during that songwriting process?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a little different in, you know, different genres, you know, for sure. Maybe not always, but you know, country is definitely songwriting based, you know, lyrics based. You know, you want to tell a story, you know, and it's usually about the story or how you twist words around and stuff like that, you know, to double meanings, you know, all this quack stuff. So usually I'll just always think of stuff during the day, you know, certain lines, or if there's a story, something going on in my head, or, you know, something I see, I'll just jot it down real quick, you know what I mean? And, you know, and I'll go back and look through that and kind of expand on those ideas. But when I do that, I definitely have a guitar, you know, by my side to kind of just start strumming something, you know, find different chord progressions, you know, that I think could go along with the type of song I want that to be, you know what I mean? you know, sad song, up tempo song. You know, I always have a guitar. You know, you got to. Yeah. But like you said, when you're trying to wrap your head around maybe what all the other instruments, yeah, the whole song as a whole, you know, it's it definitely comes in handy to know exactly what you want in that song, you know, because you don't want to go in empty-handed, but you kind of want to know where you want to go with it. So especially drums, I think drums are one of the hardest things to really know on a song what you want to do, you know. Yeah, you can have everything else figured out, but, you know, the drums kind of are the meat, especially the and the bass, you know. So, yeah, but writing, I think, is one of those things, like that Honky Tonk Honey song that I played today, that riff at the beginning, I came up with it first, you know, and sometimes it just flip-flops. You never know what's going to come first, a riff on the guitar or a chord progression or a lyric, you know. So that's kind of my thought process and what goes on with things, yeah.
This next one, it's called Strangers, and it's kind of funny how this one came to be. My buddy just sent me a text one day, and all it said was Strangers, and I was like, what does that even mean? And he was like, I had this dream, and he was like, what if we can just go back to being strangers with someone, you know, that we met, and, you know, just totally wipe that out of our minds. I was like, man, it's a good idea. So I ended up writing this about it, and that's what we came up with. I should say I came up with, because he's not a songwriter. Why can't we just go back to being strangers? I'm tired of running circles around the pain. The moments we shared were special, but without you I'm better than my sunken down chest every time I have to hear your name. Strangers then, strangers now, it's strangers seeing you around, knowing what we had was more than just a kiss. Walking in, you're walking out, a local bar out of town. It's hard for this heart to pretend you don't exist. I could just have one wish, there'd be so much I wouldn't miss. Why can't we just go back to being strangers? A drifter you were, floating around from town to town. I was a dot on your map, but nowhere near your destination. But for me, you were the last hope before another letdown. Strangers then, strangers now, it's strangers seeing you around, knowing what we had was more than just a dream. I'm walking in, you're walking out, the local boss out of town. It's hard for these eyes to try to not see that little grin you gave me, knowing damn well you're so hard to read. These long nights I've wasted have been turning into mornings. The tears fill my eyes with the whiskey that I've been pouring. One can only hope this is the end of our story. You coming back is the only thing that I worry. Strangers then, strangers now, it's strangers seeing you around, knowing what we had
It's more than just a kiss. I'm walking in, you're walking out. The local boss out of town. It's hard for this heart to pretend you don't exist. If I could just have one wish, there'd be so much I wouldn't miss.
This is Bryson Cooper, and you are listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
This next one is called Mile High, and yes, referring to Denver, Colorado. I was with this girl one time, and we were supposed to go to Denver, Colorado on a trip. And that trip just never quite happened. And, you know, so I was like, man, you know, how can I write this song in a way that's kind of like, man, I kind of wish that trip would have happened, but it didn't. So this one's called Mile High. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Your love was a mile high from where I could reach. Saw those Rocky Mountains, imagine where we could be. Thinking about the times we hadn't had yet to come. Sitting there staring at the cool mountain sun. Breeze in the air, had my heart on the run. Looked at you and said, baby, it's time for some fun. Snow-covered mountains, blonde hair in the trees. I can't help but wonder about the heart that beats. Under those rocks, only you and I can see. Oh, but baby, your love owns it to me. I'm a mile high, loving you. Those eyes bring me in like a whispering tune. I know what it takes to get those clothes on the floor. Three whiskey shots and you lock that door. A night to remember, hearts beating through the timber. Loving on you, a mile high up in Denver. Remember, hearts beating through the timber, loving on you a mile high up in Denver. That one's always a fun one to play. There's lots of guitar solos and piano solos and stuff like that in it, so hard to do acoustic, but you get it done. This next one is one that I co-wrote with my grandpa. Well, my grandma actually wrote it too. They kind of wrote it back in the day, and you know, I did a few tweaks here and there, but, you know, I really wanted to pay tribute to, you know, obviously what they did for me growing up. And, this is another one of those songs that just resonated so much with me. And so I feel like I had to put it on the album or on the EP and, you know, I kind of did my own thing with it, but still kept it true to that country sound that they did back then. But, yeah, so this one's called Over You Girl. I've forgotten all about you, girl. I've forgotten all that you have done. Not once have you entered my mind. 'Cause if you did, I'd end up crying over you, girl. Over you, girl.
years go by and I hardly speak your name. I don't recall ever feeling so much pain. That was then and this is now. I'm gonna make it anyhow. Without your love. Without your love. It's kinda strange not having you here with me. It was a love that went deeper than the dark blue sea. Over you, girl. Over you, girl.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. I'm Chris Golab, and I'm in the studio with Bryson Cooper. Now, just to give a little backstory, I first saw you playing in New Palestine, your hometown, my hometown as well, but you were playing both originals and covers. What are your favorite songs to play live?
Original song is that Mile High song, kind of honky-tonkish type song off my EP. Ah, it's just fun. There's slide guitar solos and a killer solo at the end that's fun to play, and it's just up-tempo and gets the crowd really going. Shotgun's another original. I mean, everyone, when I first played it, everyone knew it already because they had listened to it, and it was just awesome to see the crowd, you know, reacting to that. As far as covers go, I mean, there's a few that just really get the crowd going. I mean, the ending of a set, we end with Freebird every night, you know? You know, so, I mean, as much as I hate playing it sometimes, you know, it's one that you're happy you played it, you know, and still got that feel, you know, got the crowd pumped up. So that's a fun one to play. It's not fun on the fingers, but we usually start out our show with Burning Man by Dierks Bentley, and it's a fun upbeat one, and I love playing that one. But another one that I just absolutely love playing is Fortunate Son by CCR. You know, that's just a fun one that everyone knows and sings along with. And it's hard to minimize this question.
Yeah, it's actually really cool to get that insight. Now I'm starting to see that you are an artist that really cares about how you make your audience feel.
Yeah,
throughout your performance,
for sure. And you know, I put a lot of thought in the set lists and, you know, back-to-back songs, how are we going to transition, how will they react to this, blah, blah, you know, all that stuff. I think Jack and Diane's another one that everyone loves, you know, and it's fun to play, whatever.
No way. People like that song in Indiana?
Yeah, exactly, in Indiana, yeah. And, you know, the one song everyone loves. So.
Now, do you see that your experience playing other types of instruments, such as drums, informs and has an effect on the overall songwriting and final sound?
No doubt. I mean, one, like drums, you know, just keeping a beat, you know, at certain times in the songs, building dynamics and stuff like that. You know, if you didn't have dynamics in a song, you know, what are you doing? So it's one of those things that, you know, especially just with an acoustic guitar, you can do so much, you know, when writing a song or playing a song, just by how you strum and how you play and the dynamics you want to bring out. And that's a great example of a song for sure that has a lot of those elements.
Now, before we change the topic from songwriting, I just have one more question, and that is, how do you deal with writer's block?
That's a good one. That's a good question. You know, I try not to, writer's block comes more than one would think. I would say. You know, people think we're always writing, you know, that's not true. I mean, I wish I could always write. That'd be fun. But, you know, between life and work and other things, it's hard to just sit down and write sometimes. And when you do, you know, writer's block happens. And the time you spend in writer's block is probably a lot more time than what you spend writing, you know? So I would say some methods, you know, when I sit down, I just try to clear space, you know, clear a lot of things around me. Just me and my guitar, distractions, put my phone away, you know, try to just pen and paper it a lot. Because I feel like when you can isolate yourself, you can really dig deep. And also like writing with other people. You know, I might have writer's block and then I go write with another person, yeah, and write with another person, they might, you know, you could be really stuck on something, you know, and just be like, I have nothing. And then they spark something up, you know, spark an idea out of what you had, and you're like, wow, and then that just leads to a ripple effect, you know. So I think that really is another good method. And, you know, just taking your time, you know, don't rush yourself. You know, like some of those songs sat in my notebook for 2 years, you know, just verses. And, you know, songwriting takes time. You know, there's no strict formula for how you should do it, you know. If you have writer's block for a year, so what? You know, you'll figure it out.
This next one, pretty one of the most personal ones I wrote on the EP. I wrote the first little bit of it a long time ago, and when I started making the EP back in the summer, it just kind of, the rest of it just kind of poured out, and it's called Drift Too Far.
These days go by too slow. Not knowing where you're gonna go, I'm standing in this storm, barely afloat. She said goodbye, and with the wave she floats, while it's pouring rain around our broken hearts. Still not sure if we took this way too far. Looking through your green eyes right next to me in my car. Not knowing wild winds were blowing, but promising we'd never drift this far. Hurricane is howling at my heart. It just keeps on tearing me apart. So I'll just keep on searching in this bar for a song to play that'll keep the pain away from this. The pouring rain around our broken hearts. Still not sure if we took this way too far. Looking through your green eyes right next to me in my car. Not knowing wild winds were blowing, but promising we'd never drift this far. Never left when things got bad. Guess I never realized what we had. Your lightning strikes, this heart's passing out. I gotta find my way back to you. Hope the whiskey helps things come out right. You were the fire in my soul that set me free. My past held me down that I never let you see. The love that we felt would be all we need. When it's pouring rain around our broken hearts, when we're not sure if we took this way too far, when I'm looking at you right next to me in my car, not knowing wild winds will blow and promising we'll never drift apart.
You're listening to Bryson Cooper on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. We'll be back with more music and great conversation, so stick around. We're back, and we're listening to Bryson Cooper on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Let's get right back into the music.
This next one, I don't even know if it's finished yet, you know? Some of those songs you just don't know, you know? Yeah. And, but, you know, I'm gonna play it anyways, I'll tell you that. I was down in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and I was going through this store, and I saw this shirt that said "Honky Tonk Honey." And I was like, "Man, I've never heard that before." You know, I mean, I know what honky, you know, there's honky tonks, honky tonk, whatever, honky tonk women, whatever. But I said, "Honky Tonk Honey." I looked through and see if there was any songs named that, and I said, "Nope." So this one's called "Honky Tonk Honey." Off as a divorcee dance around showing her hand, said, "Come here boys, I'm free and heaven bound, all I need is a honky tonk man." About the time I came flying through the door, ran into a few of her friends saying, "What you think you're doing here boy, you ain't no honky tonk man." Then I know she didn't come here for me. She taught me how to run, she taught me how to pick up and leave. And all those boys gonna be wasting their money. Oh, they'll soon realize she's nothing but a honky tonk honey. I'm not the same old guy, gonna make the same mistake twice. She's a long black train with fire in her eyes, raising hell on down the line. So tonight when I walk on in, she won't be stealing my hand, cause I know a good old country boy heart will never be a honky-tonk man. And I know she didn't come here for me. She taught me how to run, and she taught me how to pick up and leave.
and all those boys gonna be wasting their money. Oh, they'll soon realize she's nothing but a honky-tonk honey.
You're listening to Bryson Cooper on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Bryson Cooper is also in the studios with me, so I appreciate you coming out, Bryson. Thank you for answering our questions. And let's get right into the next one. What was the greatest difficulty in getting into the music scene or getting into music yourself?
Yeah, I would say just breaking that barrier. Okay, I'll give you a little story, I guess. I went down to IU Bloomington for my freshman year of college, and I hated it. I didn't want to do business. I didn't want to do computer science. I didn't want to do any of that crap, you know, that I just had no desire to do, you know. I was struggling, and I couldn't really get into music down there. I didn't know anybody, you know. I all I had was my guitar, and, you know, it was tough to really express myself and what I wanted to do, get shows and stuff, so I transferred to IUPUI, and I found the music technology department at IUPUI, and so that's what I'm studying now. And I think moving back home to Indy, New Pal, really gave me the opportunity to get play with my band, you know, and play shows on the weekends when I wanted to, write more, and just, you know, kind of do school and then do that and work, and, you know. So that was a big challenge for me, was just getting into the scene of, you know, playing these shows. And once I got in the music technology program, I think it was last year, that gave me all the resources that I would need to record a EP, you know, and, you know, just by getting all this gear and stuff like this. So it was kind of just a building blocks, you know, of, what happened. I look back on it now and it doesn't seem real that, you know, all that happened and how it did. But, you know, I think everything happens for a reason. You know, I'm here with you right now and, you know, doing this interview. So, but, yeah, it's, there were challenges along the way, you know, getting into music, no doubt, is, and just having the want to really do it. I mean, everyone has a desire, I think, to be on stage and be up there, you know, and be in front of a crowd. But it's the other things people don't think about, you know, setting up and going to shows and writing music and all that stuff that goes into it that people wouldn't want to do. And that's what you have to learn to love to do. You know, you have to learn to love to pack up and go to a show, you know, so, right. Yeah, and tear down.
Right. I think that a lot of people forget that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then going back to what you were saying a little bit earlier, do you feel like the world kind of tells you that music should be a hobby, not something you can really pursue?
Yeah, yeah. I was told, oh, go study, you know, a normal thing. Yeah, whatever. I was, yeah. And yes. I finally got to the point where I was like, music is my normal, you know, music is me. And getting over that barrier was hard because you had so many different people, you know. My family was always supportive in what I wanted to do, but I, you know, I looked to my friends who were studying business, finance, you know, whatever, doctorates. I'm like, that just ain't me, you know. So it was a relieved feeling and a hard obstacle to get over.
What's your favorite place to play right now?
Favorite place to play right now? It's a good question. Round the Corner Pub in New Pal right now, you know? All right, yeah. That's a shout out to the hometown. You know, it's just fun playing there, you know, at hometown. Everyone comes out, you know, that you know, and they bring friends and really packs the place out, you know? It's a fun atmosphere and, you know, good thing we live far enough out where, you know, things are kind of normal, but, you know.
Yeah, that's true. In your hometown.
In your hometown.
Outside of Indianapolis, you can still do
exactly,
things.
Exactly. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Not in Marion County, you know, or it's pretty tight. But, yeah, and I would say that's a great place right now that we just love playing, you know, once a month or so. Yeah, to really just, one, help them out, you know, support local businesses, and two, to just have a gig, you know. It feels good to get out and play. So
this next one is an original I wrote about a month and a half ago. You know, I actually had the first two verses for 2 years and just could never seem to get something, a chorus to go along with those verses. And then I was sitting at home one day in November after, you know, after school and stuff, and it just came to me like that. And this one's called Hooked on the Feeling.
Writing our story on a page. It always takes my breath away. Memories last and dreams come true. Only when I'm thinking of you. Too young to live, too young to die. We were both children in his eyes. And I fell for you like a child. Our love ran deep and our minds went wild. Now I'm hooked on the feeling of what it takes to love you. I'm hooked on the feeling of what I might have to run through. You've never changed, still the same old girl that I once knew. I promise I've changed, I'm not the same old boy that you used to talk to. Never go back to my old ways, 'cause I'm hooked on the feeling of loving you today. I sing you a song and you sing it back to me. Forever, that's how I want it to be. Then you give me that look with those green eyes of yours. Just like that, we're leaning in for more. Now I'm hooked on the feeling of what it takes to love you. I'm hooked on the feeling of what I might have to run through. Never changed, still the same old girl that I once knew. I promise I've changed, I'm not the same old boy that you used to talk to. I'll never go back to my old ways, 'cause I'm hooked on the feeling of loving you today. Down this road, there'll be some mistakes, but I'm here till the end. He's gonna show us the way through this thing they call love. I'll never leave your side at the beck and call of your sweet voice on the other end of the line. Babe, I'm on my way home, we're gonna be alright. 'Cause I'm in love with the feeling that never stops when I'm with you. In love with the feeling of what this life might have me run through. see it now. You walking down, maybe I've got a clear view of your good intentions. Every second that I'll be loving you. So say goodbye to our lonely days. We're wanting him, and that's how our love will stay.
This is Bryson Cooper, and you're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Yeah, I'll do one more for y'all here, and end it kind of on a good note, I guess. A sentimental note, maybe. But, now this one goes out to my my family at home. This song was really written by my grandpa and great uncle who passed away. My great uncle passed away back in 2012, and they wrote the song back in the 80s, and it's always been one of my favorites. And I hope to record it one day, because they never got the chance to really push it and stuff like that. So. It's called City Cowboy, and I think it's just a great story of what living in the city or around the city, but longing for that dream of living out west somewhere, or just wanting to get out and somewhere in the country and live that type of lifestyle. And that's what my great uncle always wanted to be, was a cowboy. And so this one's called City Cowboy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is there room here for another city cowboy? Is there an empty hook for me to hang my hat? Shall I hum another lonesome cowboy melody? I'm afraid a city cowboy is all I'll ever be. I long to hear the sound of hooves dancing quickly on the rocks. That Kentucky sun sparkling on the water. Bluegrass hills, the crisp night chills, the drifter's only joy. But it's tough to live your dreams when you're just a city cowboy. Someday I'll love, bid this town farewell, ride off into the sunset with stories for to tell. It's so hard to leave my real life for one that's just a dream. So for now, city cowboy, all I'll have to be. I long to hear the sound of hooves dancing quickly on the rocks. That Kentucky sun sparkling on the water. The bluegrass hills, the crisp night chills, is a drifter's only joy. But it's tough to live your dreams when you're just a city cowboy. City cowboy. Mm-hmm.
listening to Bryson Cooper on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Before we finish up here, where can our audience find your music?
I have my Apple Music, Spotify, a new EP called Shotgun, wherever you get your music. If you want to go give my Instagram a follow, underscore Bryson Cooper, it's BrysonCooper. Go follow me on Instagram. I try to post videos and stuff on there, updates of what's going on. Go follow my artist Facebook page. I have a YouTube, got, a bunch of covers and original different videos on there. TikTok, if you TikTok, I'm on there too. So I think it's like Bryson Cooper 22 or something.
Are there any messages you want to leave our audience with?
If you're a musician out there, just keep doing what you're doing, even through these challenging times, there's a light at the end, so we can all get through it. And I think all musicians, especially here in Indy, are in it together. So
once again, Bryson, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State. Ball State's music media production program are underwriters and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Kyler Altenhoff, Jacob Holtzman, Paul Butler, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Gabe Hua is our booking and communications manager. This episode was produced by me, your host, Christopher Golab. Special thanks to Bryson Cooper for traveling up to Muncie to record this episode. I'd also like to give a shout out to Round the Corner Grill in New Palestine, Indiana, for supporting musicians during this time. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio to find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @TheScene on IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search and add us to your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for being with us, and join us again next time to hear what's happening in The Scene here on The Scene.
So I'll just keep on searching.